Don't panic yet, but the rats are here. We killed one yesterday with a trap half the size of a bear trap. But its brethren look in the window at night and climb up the walls looking for an easy entry. Rats. Is there a more loathsome beast? On four legs, anyway. Some years back we thought we had mice, so I set the traps one night and figured we'd be rid of them by breakfast. About 2 a.m, I awoke to the rattle thump thump of the trap whapping the floor again and again, a deranged clatter disturbing my precious sleep. Wearily, I climbed the stairs bollocky bare, expecting to find Mickey in the trap still alive. I dreaded whatever mayhem would follow for the final solution. Imagine my naked surprise, discovering a rat in the mousetrap, big, loathsome, long-tailed rodent, bearer of black plagues and bubonic fever. Yai. Without hesitation, I grabbed a nearby broom and whacked that rat a couple of good ones, only to see him free himself from the puny trap he previously had no luck escaping from. Now it was mano a mano, two naked mammals, tooth to tooth, broom to hairless tail, both of us hopping wildly, half-crazed in the dim kitchen light, whap, slap, whack, and then, oh, sweet baby Yui, the four-legged vermin jumped off the opening to the downstairs, a 10-foot drop to the slate floor, and landed, I couldn't believe it, at the open door to our bedroom. Where the Mrs. was sleeping the unsuspecting snooze of the guiltless. I took the stairs 2 at a time, my heart beating ferociously as if I were being hunted, not Mickey Rat. Oh man, that cornered varmint could be anywhere. I listened for scrabble. I waited in the dark, stock still. I wished I had my pants on. I could hear clocks ticking, the fridge gurgling, a faucet dripping, but no rat sounds. Us two adversaries waited. Waited some more. Waited just as we have since time immemorial. Finally, I gave up and went to bed. Pulled the covers up over my head, tight. For the time being, I ceded territory and sleep. See who was boss. Tomorrow, mister, we'd see who wore the pants in this house. Yes, sir. Tomorrow.